As you can see through this door, there are many sake tanks lined up inside this building. In addition to the rice that has been steamed, koji, yeast starter, and water are added to the brewing tank. In the tank, the rice starch turns into sugar and is fermented. After about 3 to 4 weeks, it becomes sake with an alcohol content of approximately 17%. Along with our traditional range of sake, our brewery makes a sake called Silky White, for which a centrifuge is used instead of pressing the sake with a machine. Only 14 breweries in Japan have a sake centrifuge, a tool known to produce sake with gorgeous aromas and smooth textures. We also make a sparkling sake called Kaika Awa, which was served at the G20 dinner in Japan. This sparkling sake is made by the same secondary fermentation process as champagne, making it unusual and popular overseas. 75% of our sake is consumed locally and preferred by our locals. However, we also export them to other countries, including the US, Canada, France, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Singapore, where you may be able to find them for sale. On your way home, please make sure to visit our store, where you can do tastings and buy a wide range of sake, including some limited edition sake. If you are interested in seeing our rice field, you can find it through the back door on your right.